Congressman Don Young says he's not claiming victory in his tight reelection race with Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell, although the latest vote tally from the Division of Elections gives him a 239-vote lead. But he says he's acting as if he has won the race.
I can't claim anything. I just think that it's been written in the newspapers, and whereby there's only 270 votes out. Approximately, and being 239 votes, it's there, and you know, that'd be I'd be very suspicious of any turnover right now.
Young says he considers the 2,300 of a percent difference by which he is now leading Parnell a major victory.
I was 25 points down. People had asked me on the quiet, why don't I resign? Why don't I not run? Let other people run. To me, this is a great victory. It was not a defeat. It was a victory because, you know, you can check your pollsters and everything else. We were in very serious shape, and yet Alaskans rose to the occasion and said, yes, Don Young can still do the job, and for that I'm very thankful.
Young says he believes that Parnell will support his candidacy as a fellow Republican, especially, he says, since he stands a good chance of being governor. He also plans to remain in Washington, D.C. until Congress adjourns. The other candidate in the congressional primary race, Gabrielle Ledoux, has offered support to both Parnell and Young, whichever comes out on top after the final votes are counted. Young says he plans to use Ledoux as an advocate for him in Alaska when he can't be in the state. Ledoux is willing to do that.
If he asks me, I'll be glad to do that. And the same goes for Lieutenant Governor Parnell, if he should end up as the victor in this race. I believe in the democratic process, and the democratic process, the people have spoken, and it's either going to be one or the other of them. And whoever it is, I will support.
In a printed release, Parnell says he is still optimistic about getting support from absentee voters whose ballots have not yet been counted, especially since he has gotten good support from the military voters within the state. Parnell says he'll consider the final margin between the candidates and then decide on whether a recount would be needed. State Elections Director Gail Fanumiai says both the final count of outstanding ballots and the certification of the election will be completed by the middle of next week.